Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. If you remember, in this program we discuss problems, questions and issues parents have regarding their Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio with me Razia Batul Najafi. Inshallah, we will discuss about some very important issues regarding the upbringing of our progeny, our children. Assalamu alaikum
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Today is one of my best days when we have this amazing show together. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So if you remember, we have talked about some of very important issues regarding Islamic upbringing of our youth especially. And we have talked about their qualities, how qualities our youth have, because if we understand their qualities, then it's easier for us to upbring them according to their qualities. And after knowing their qualities, we have talked about some very important rules regarding Islamic upbringing. And now, in these series of shows, we are talking about the Islamic, you know, the love of religion, love of the madhab and religion, how to instill this love in our youth.
I think this is the biggest challenge for all the parents, because nowadays...
Yeah, it's very, very hard to bring our youth according
to... Because this is the age of destruction.
Yeah, as we have talked about the qualities of our youth, because they are very sensitive and they are very, sometimes very rude, and they are sometimes very stubborn, you know. So most people, most parents, they face it it is very difficult and tough for them to answer their questions.
Especially teenagers.
And especially about religion, especially the parents who are living in the Western and non-Muslim countries, it is a very, very big and tough task for them. So inshallah, we will talk about some of very important issues regarding these things. And we will see how the Holy Quran guides us and how the narrations of Ahlul Bayt and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guide us.
Yeah, please, we have to discuss it in a very detail, because everyone wants some solution from the family of our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely. So, you're going to start with any saying of Ma'asum?
No, before I start with the saying of any Ma'asum, just I want to mention that we have two types of upbringing,
Okay.
Two types of techniques to upbring your children. One is speaking directly to your children, and one is indirect.
Beautiful.
Is the Holy Quran itself also has shown us how to speak, because the ayat of the Holy Quran, they speak to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but actually they are speaking to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
There are two ways of advising, you know. Sometimes we just think as a parent that this is my mouth, you know, and I can just say whatever I want. I have a full authority. But I have to think that I can have another option, you know, like, shall I choose this one or indirect one, you know? So that is something really nice,
really
necessary to know that I have choices of ways and techniques of teaching or training our teenagers.
Yeah, inshallah, after a short break, we will continue this beautiful discussion.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So we were talking about the indirect upbringing of our youth, especially.
Especially our teenagers.
Teenagers, yeah. So you were mentioning that this is a very, very important issue, because directly speaking to our youth and our teenagers, it is very easy for us to give a lot of information, yeah? Whenever, whatever we know, we can easily transfer the information to our teenagers. But how much it has impact on their lives, how much they accept it, and how much it can bring changes in their lives, it depends on our role. How much we are ourselves, you know, trained, well-trained, and how we act upon whatever informations we know, it depends on it. So can you shed more light on this topic? Then inshallah, we will continue.
Most of us as parents, this is so common between us, you know, that we just love to say whatever comes in our, you know, mouth, in our mind, but we don't think that... Why we are failed in training well, especially when we are looking for that amazing spiritual and religious kind of training. So most of us, we are failed because of maybe one reason is that we are just attacking on them, you know, just pointing on them that do this and, you know, away from that kind of actions, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And this is a big mistake.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we have in narrations and some of other sayings also that al-kalamu kad-dawa, speaking or words are like some medicine.
Wow, beautiful.
If you use a medicine according to the doctor prescribes for you, then it benefits you. But if you use more than that required dosage, then it is very harmful for you.
Beautiful. So Al-kalamu kad-dawa. Especially for mothers. Because yeah. Mothers are giving so many doses of these kalam.
Mothers, even fathers, when it comes to the Islamic upbringing, even fathers, they love to give a lot of information about religion, about Islam. But they don't know, just giving and feeding a lot of information is not helpful sometimes.
So information itself is not important. So we have to go for so many other techniques too.
Yeah.
I remember the technique of Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and one of her technique is dua. Prayer. So even we do it at home that if, for example, I really want to see any good religious quality in my son,
Sorry to disturb you. Inshallah, after a short break, you will continue this beautiful topic. So please, listeners, don't go away. We will be right back.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, be inviters to people by means other than your tongue.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners.
Yeah, so if we want to really increase any good spiritual or religious quality in our teenagers, so what usually we do, we just pray in front of them and we say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us such a beautiful boy who loves Quran. Yeah. Or sometimes we say that, Ya Allah, my son, he always prays on time. Ya Allah, may increase, you know, this habit, this love for salah, for prayers. So this is something indirect. You're just talking to Allah, like Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, because in that time, because of the critical situation, he couldn't address people directly. So what he did, his technique was so smart. He chose Allah to talk.
Yeah,
but definitely the main message used to go to the public people. So here parents, they talk to Allah, but we all know that our, especially teenagers, their you know, ears are just open up when we talk about them.
They have a very, very powerful camera and, you know, sound system and microphones.
And we have experience a lot that whenever we are praising our one son, another son, he says, how come you're not talking about me?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
They are 13, 14. So they are very sensitive.
Even
so
while playing, they are conscious. They
carefully
pay attention to whatever we do and whatever we say.
Although they are playing their favorite games on the screen, but still they're fully mindly, they're, you know, engaged with us too. So alhamdulillah. So this kind of, you know, beautiful attention which they have towards us, we can take benefit out of it and we can pray for them.
Likewise, if, you know, parents are offering their namaz and other ibadat with out of their deep love, it also has a great impact on them, you know.
How?
Because if parents pray their namaz and they fast and by their attitude they show, this is a big burden on them. Yeah, unfortunately, usually parents do like this. They say, oh, I have to pray and I have to fast. It is very hard for me. By their character and attitude, they show this is a big burden.
Yeah.
So they don't know their teenagers, their children, they are witnessing this.
Exactly.
So what they will conclude, what they will get from this, what message they will get? They will get, being a practicing Muslim is very hard and doing this namaz.
So we have to shift that sweetness of, you know, worshipping Allah towards our, especially teenagers, So like, for example, I would say, Mama was so upset before recitation of Surah Yasin. And our son Hussein, the little one, he knows that Mama and Baba, they recite Surah Hashr before bedtime. So he tells me sometimes, Mama, after Surah Hashr, when you recite this surah, you'll become more kind, more loving. You will say some nice lullaby to me. Then I will tell him that, because this Quran is giving me, you know, feeding me the love, because I'm getting all the love from Allah. So now I can shift that love towards you. So we are trying our best. And I think that is the best way of training our kids. Yeah,
definitely. This is very, very important. Because our children, when they witness that, by whenever we recite Quran, whenever we do any religious practice, it gives us a peaceful mind, it gives us happiness, then it changes our behavior. Then definitely it will have a lot more impact than our words or our sayings and our orders. And inshallah, I hope our listeners enjoying this beautiful discussion and the discussions based on the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on the program. If you have any question, comment or suggestion, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can follow us on social media at Call of Islam Radio. And if you get time, you can visit our website at www.parstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanillah and God bless all of you.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.